Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA with the WGXC Renewable Weather Forecast, and take this one very seriously. There is a wind chill warning in effect from the National Weather Service in Albany until noon on Saturday, February 4th. This is a very serious cold. You can get frostbite in a very short amount of time. Please keep pets inside, watch, and make sure your pipes don't freeze. We begin each renewable weather forecast with the price of fossil fuels in Greene County. The Stewart Shops in Cairo has gas at $3.54 a gallon, the lowest according to the Gas Buddy website. The air quality index is a 35. The UV index for Saturday is forecast to be a 2, which is considered low. The temperature in the Hudson River was reported on February 3rd as 36.2 degrees, which is just below normal for the last 10 years on this date. On Saturday, the National Weather Service in Albany predicts sunny skies with a high of 16, and wind chill values as low as negative 32. There'll be a northwest wind 7 to 14 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Saturday night should be cold with a low around 13, cloudy skies, and a south wind 7 to 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. And then Sunday should be partly sunny with a high of 43, with a south wind 10 to 16 miles per hour with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour and a low around 30 Sunday night. And Monday the forecast is for sunny skies with a high of 38 and a low around 22. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Del Mar, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. On February 2nd, three local congressional representatives voted for a bill, and I quote, denouncing the horrors of socialism, end quote. House Resolution 9 is deeply ridiculous legislation. It was a show vote in a country with many socialist policies, such as the collective funding of the military for national defense. The bill passed 328 to 86, with Democrat Pat Ryan and Republicans Elise Stefanik voting for the resolution and Democrat Paul Tonko voting against. The resolution only said, and I quote, "This concurrent resolution denounces socialism and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States," end quote. This has little chance of passing the Senate nor being signed by President Joe Biden. The Cook Political Report forecasts a toss-up election for Republican Mark Molinaro in the 19th Congressional District in 2024. The same group says that Pat Ryan's 18th district leans to the Democrat. Molinaro defeated Democrat Josh Riley in last fall's election, where Republicans picked up a few seats in New York. With the presidential election in 2024, turnout is likely to be higher in Molinaro and Ryan's next election. Larry Rudelson reports in the Times Union that the Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating an oil spill February 2nd at the Norlite Aggregate Plant and Incinerator in Cohoes in Albany County. A DEC spill response team investigated the incident and blamed equipment failure on a waste oil tank located in the facility's equipment building for the leak of 200 gallons of waste oil onto the ground. They said there were no air quality impacts from the spill. Norlite makes aggregate from shale that is used in road and construction projects and has a history of violations with DEC in Cohoes. Norlite has been accused of emitting illegal emissions and dangerous silica dust into the air that has caused health problems for neighboring residents. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Matthew Tombers of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number
10.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
War, on the far side, on the other side of the planet. And I've got war, right behind my eyes, right behind them, just like a headache. So I.
2023 new music there from Paramore. The News is the name of that song.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Next year's 2023 music from Deerhoof. The song is called Sit Down and Let Me Tell You a Story.
さあさあここに来てごらん。これから話すもの語り、愛と奇跡歌うディファ
That was Negative Land from 2023 from their album Speech Free. That was Tape the Pain in Place.
Number
7.
Soft Pink Truth there with Wanna Know
from their 2022 album, Is It Going to Get Any Deeper Than This?
Number
6.
That was 2023 new music from Yo La Tengo. Celestine is the name of the song.
Number
5.
Next is 2023 new music from Algiers, with help from Sam Herring from Future Islands and Jay Matthews from Boy Harsher. This is the song called I Can't Stand It on 90.7 FM.
For the ashes.
know. The sense of ignorance coming close when I just imagine them together. I just wish that we could figure out a way to see each other and not destroy one another completely in the process. I wish there was a way we could figure out how to be young. To see your face in that candlelight, that electric grid. Beautiful and hateful thing I've ever seen.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4.
Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
number
three.
Meg Baird used to front the Espers from Philadelphia. Now she fronts mostly her own solo projects and collaborations with others. This is from her 2023 album Furling. It's called Will You Follow Me Home?
number
two.
Next, we're going to hear 2023 new music from Shay Lingo, Roger Taylor, and Queen. This is My Radio.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Grandma said I got the soul of an old man, so even when the signal dropped and I lost her, I stuck to the program. Cause time ain't waiting for no man. She tried to call me before she passed. We used to talk on a lot of things. Presented her views better than the news. So I tuned into that, not the politics. When my frequency dipped, she was propping it. She delivered me a broadcast on a roadmap that's been helping me navigate populace. Now I got a grip like an octopus. So whether we parlayed on the dark days or the ways that we channeled were topicless, she gave me the tools and I got it fixed before it rained and it rolled in my consciousness. Yeah.
I sit alone and watch your light. My only friend through teenage night.
Chip on my shoulder, kid, like a dog with a bone. I'm a Doberman, getting lit and recording the sober bitch. Now they gave me the wisdom, I roll with it. Now they gave me the wisdom, I roll with it. Come and sit with me, baby, it's been a while. The devil got a lot of different styles. If they try and lock you in so they can push the agenda, it's okay to spin a dial. The white noise can be very loud. If the volume confusing, then bring it down. Realign the antenna and bring it down. Don't let them play with your vision now.
One. hesitating.